We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected at the church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 69,800 yen for God's work outside of this church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us financially, and thank you for meeting our needs. We have never lacked. As a token of our thanksgiving, we give this tithe offering to you. Please consecrate them and use them for your glory. I praise your name and I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning again. We have a short movie about the upcoming Hakuba camp. Let's watch it.
ハンバーグ。
せーの、食事。
CS でみんなに会うことです。
テーマは神様に対してどんどん祈ろうということです。
温泉に入ることですかね。
ですか。
はい。
私は地方の子と交流するのが楽しみです。
ここからいろんなオーケストラ、楽器をやってる人たちがみんなで集まって演奏する時間が毎年の楽しみです。
映像セミナーも気になるし、でもなんかそれ以外の健康セミナーとかアレンジセミナーとかブロックセミナー、いろいろ楽しみなもの盛りだくさんで、まだ決めてないです。
だから前向いて後ろ振り返らずに進もう。何に勝ちを
初めて参加します。 J ゴスペルコンテストファイナルイン白馬がやっぱり行かないと見れないので、それを楽しみに参加しようと思ってます。
精一杯。
ギフさん聞かせていただいてるんですけれども、あのギフさんもあのグランドチャンピオンとしてあのどう迎え撃つかっていうか、何の曲を歌うのかなっていうのがすごい楽しみで、あの今からワクワクしています。
そうですね、あのこのラジオが小さい頃からも行ってますので、もう10回以上行ってると思います。人生の転換期になった、いくつかの転換期になったキャンプでもありますので、非常にこの神様の祝福の恵みがいっぱい詰まったキャンプです。ぜひたくさんの方に、ね、見えてほしいと思います。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
From July 24th to the 27th, we will hold Hakuba Camp, and anybody is welcome. The main camp will start on the 25th. We have good dishes, and we'll have gospel contest.Recreation. I think of this age in which we live. Hakuba reminds me of what kind of age we live in, because Hakuba means white horse, and white horse appears in the Book of Revelation. We will enter.7 years of the tribulation, and Jesus will come on the air, and rapture will take place, and then in another 3.5 years, Jesus will return on this earth. This Hakuba camp reminds me of we are eternal beingWe are heading for eternity. As I look back my previous days, you know, when I first entered an evangelical seminary, I never knew what good would come out from this, because I became charismatic Christian after I entered that evangelical seminary. But now I know everything turned out good for my good. We are blessed by God, and we are blessed in every aspect of our lives by God. So let us expect that we be blessed through this camp. So if you have, whether you have expectation or not,that matters, because as you expect, you will receive. Now let's watch another movie about the upcoming outreach to Israel.
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
From October 29th to November the 10th, we'll be going to Israel. Anybody is welcome to join this team. Please come and join us. Recently, I'm beginning to feel that I have been blessed by God, by joining this church, and one of the best blessings is going to Israel. Israel is a nation that the Lord especially established, and this nation, this country will lead to the everlasting kingdom of God. It's a lot of blessing for us to go there. And Abraham was promised to be given a land of Canaan, and nation, the country of Israel was established through David. And now Israel was re-established in 1948, and then we will go into 7 years of tribulation, and after Jesus will return on Mount of Olives at the end of these 7 years. After that, millennium will start, and after these 1,000 years, the everlasting kingdom of God will appear. All of these events will happen at Jerusalem and Israel Center. I believe God prepares for every one of us to go to Israel. Let's pray. When we pray, God will answer us. And it's important for us to step forward. I don't recommend to go to consumer credit business company to borrow money. We should pray. We should ask God. I don't recommend you to quarrel with your boss to take days off at your work. You just ask God in prayer. My first outreach overseas was to go to a certain country in Asia to bring Bibles into that country. But the day before my departure, I got a cold and I had a fever, and my condition was very bad. I thought of canceling my evening meeting on that day, but the Lord told me to do it, so I did it. But I didn't think I would be able to leave Japan for that country the next day, because I was sure that I would collapse on the way because of this disease. But the Lord still told me to go. I never thought of making it to Narita Airport, but I thought I would collapse at Narita Airport, but I didn't collapse. And I boarded an airplane, and we first arrived in our first destination. And when I arrived there, I was totally made well and healed. So when we do God's will, God will sustain and protect us. Of course, we should not choose something that is not God's will.
皆さんこんにちは。今回のテーマは黙示録の出来事を順を追って見てみようです。まず観覧時代の始まりを告げるのは反キリストによる中東和平です。この中東和平が観覧時代のスタートの合図となります。続いてのポイントは7つの封印です。7つの封印では 第一の封印で後の雨リバイバルの中心が起こり、第四の封印ではロシアと同盟国がイスラエルを攻める大きな戦争が起こります。第六の封印で関南時代にイスラエルに起こる3つの大きな地震の最初の地震が起こります。その時イスラエルを攻めているロシアとその同盟軍が大打撃を受けて敗北します。また太陽は黒くなり、月は血のようになり、天の星が地上に落ち、天が消えてなくなり、山や島がその場所から移されるなど天変地異が起こります。次は7つのラッパです。第7の封印で7つのラッパを与えられた天使たちは各々順番にラッパを吹き鳴らします。注目すべきは第7のラッパです。第7のラッパは関南時代の真ん中 3.5 年目に吹き鳴らされます。このラッパが吹き鳴らされるその日に神の奥義であるよみがえりが成就し、空中再臨景挙が起こります。そしてここで2回目の大地震が起きます。景挙の後大観難時代がスタートします。サタン悪霊が天から落とされます。また反キリストに一時的ですが3年半の大観難時代に活動する権威が与えられ、聖徒に打ち勝つことが許されるとあります。ここでローマ帝国の復興、反キリストの神格化、大バビロンの政治的経済的力が一気に拡大していきます。この時反キリストに協力するのが大バビロンの頭である偽キリストです。反キリストの刻印がなければ売ることも買うこともできなくなります。そして大観難時代に残された全てのクリスチャンが殉教し、この後控えている7つの蜂の裁きの時にはクリスチャンは存在しません。第6の蜂がぶちまけられ、大川ユーフラテス川が枯れます。世界中の軍がハルマゲドンに集まり、反キリストをリーダーとしてエルサレムに向かって進軍することになります。最後の蜂である第7の蜂が空中にぶちまけられると、ことは成就したと大きな声が御座から語られます。ここで起こる大きな地震が終わりの印となります。この後大バビロンの崩壊と反キリスト軍の破滅という2つの大きなことが起こります。反キリストは世界の国々の軍を率いてエルサレムを攻撃しますが、まさにあわやという時にキリストが全ての聖徒を率いてオリーブ山に再臨され、反キリスト軍を徹底的に打ち破り、神の圧倒的な勝利が表されます。反キリストと偽キリストは生きたまま地獄に投げ込まれ、サタンは千年間縛られ、底知れぬところへ投げ込まれます。この後キリストが王となられる千年王国がやってきます。千年王国の終わりにサタンは解き放たれて再びエルサレムを攻めますが、彼らは天からの火で焼き尽くされます。サタンは反キリストと偽キリストがいる火と硫黄との池、地獄に投げ込まれます。そして最後の審判が行われ、世界は新天新地に変わります。また新天新地とともに神の国である聖なる都、新しいエルサレムが天から下ってきます。今のエルサレムあたりを中心にして下ってくると思われます。詳しくは1分間動画の各テーマの回をご覧ください。それではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you。When we talk about the end times, that means the last day of Jesus returning to this earth, And also we call 7 years of the tribulation the end times. The first sign that marks the beginning of these 7 years is, the first big sign that marked that the end times or drawing near was establishment of the state of Israel. And when we see the Middle East peace concluded, that will mark the start of the 7 years of the tribulation. There will be the first There will be the seven seals to be opened. And in the seventh seal, there will be seven judgment of the seven trumpets. And after that, there will be judgment of seven bowls. But in the end of this, in just the middle of these 7 years of the tribulation, rapture will take place. And so let's seek to be raptured. If we are left behind here on this earth, we will be destined to be martyred. In the beginning of these 7 years of the tribulation, a great revival will take place and many, many people will be saved. And who are going to be used by God for this period of this great revival? That's us. Let's make preparations faithfully. God is going to do special works. And we will get into the 7 years of the tribulation, but God's protection will be perfect for us. And we will see His glory and His works. Last week, the week before the last, I had a holy meeting in Kashiwa, and the gospel group gifts came with me, and they distributed live, and they sang special music in the holy meeting. Well, about a strange thing happened. When the gifts held a concert about 10 years ago in Asakusa, and one non-Christian was in that concert, and he was touched through the songs of the gifts. And this man really liked the gifts. And one day, his friend lost his father. And he wanted to comfort his friend, and one of the songs of the gifts, Eternal Love, would be good. He was looking for this song on the internet, but he couldn't find it. But the week before the last, he was hanging around in the town of Kashiwa. Then he happened to see the gifts doing a street live on the street before my holy meeting in Kashiwa. And about 10 years ago, Pastor Majikina used to be a member of the gifts, and Pastor Majikina now is not in the gifts any longer, but anyway, he happened to meet the gifts. And this person came to the holy meeting with his friend on that day. So this is how the Lord has been using our gospel themes and our gospel songs. So if you are burdened, please proceed with this work continually. And we are now receiving applications for new songs for our new songbook, the sixth volume of Sound of a Wind songbook. I encourage you to make songs for Christians, so those songs will lift up their faith. I would also encourage you to make songs for non-Christians so that they will get to know God through those songs. I'd like you to make songs for young people and also for elderly people. Yesterday, my wife, Usugi, gave me a medical insurance card. But I said, I have already one with me. But that was another card that was sent to me because I'm going to be 70 years old. This is another card for the aged. You know, this card is given to people who are 70 years old and older. In Japan, people in this span of the age, many people are not saved yet. So let's make songs for those elderly people too. You know, some songs are really favored by elderly people. A song that's on the fifth volume of a songbook made by Pastor Nakamoto. Elderly people all around in Japan, they like this song, and this song is becoming a hit song for elderly people. You know, when we pray and ask God to give you a song, God will show you words and melody. I would also encourage you to make English songs too. You know, we are involved in world missions. We do outreach in foreign countries. And we need to sing songs in English. Singing and praises in English is a big point. Seems that about 30 countries, from 30 countries, we have had accesses to our website on the internet. You can make songs in English, and in that case, please add a Japanese translation to suit the song too. You know, singing praises and making songs, something that the Lord is using for the work of revival. Please make songs prayerfully. Even though we don't have any strength, talents, when we pray, God will give you a song. Today we have opened James chapter 1, verse 2 says, which says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." This is something we don't expect. You know, we do have trials and troubles, and the Lord tells us to rejoice because God is going to reverse our situations and show His blessings and victory. But one thing we need to take note that we need to exercise our faith. And that means specifically we need to obey God's word. Example, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "All things work together for our good if we love God." Even though we have problems and something bad happens to us, when we obey God, that thing will work together for my good, for our good. I have experienced many difficulties and problems, but I have experienced God's work that turned all the situations and they all became good for me. God really loves us, and He loves each one of us. And we believed in Him, and we are getting to know His love. But on the course, during the course, we get to know. First we acknowledged that we were a sinner, and we were saved. And many of us, we became better people. Of course, there may be some exceptions, but we know more and more that we are sinners, and we don't deserve God's blessings. And sometimes a problem occurs here. Some people say that they know that they are getting to know that they are sinners, and they stumble, and they believe that they can't stand, they can't come before the Lord. But we don't have to think like that. We know that we are sinners, but God knows that, and God still loves us. We are worthless, but even though we are worthless, God still loves us. And at the same time, there is a matter of sanctification, but we've never done anything good before God. Even though we might try to do good things, so God to get the favor of God, but even though we try, we find out that we can't do anything good. And sometimes we may find ourselves doing good or pleasing God, but we get to know that it is by His grace, and God help us to do good. Elijah, Paul, Peter, those characters in the Bible. I often feel nowadays the difference between their faith and my faith. I feel so much difference. And these days I'm eager to be like them. And I pray for that. Then God speaks to me. God speaks to me. It's impossible for me to fill that gap. God told me that I couldn't fill that gap. And God told me that I had a misunderstanding. Peter, Paul, Elijah were the same person like you. They had no power. They had no strength. But I gave them power and strength. God spoke to me that I should not try. I should just receive from God. So I became confident now. I can say to Apostle Paul, Apostle Paul, you were in unbelief. Apostle Paul, he used to persecute Christians. Elijah, he beat the 400 prophets of Baal, but after that he ran away into a desert, and he said he wanted to die. You know, this is not what a non-Christian said. Elijah was a vessel of God and who got God's victory over those 400 prophets of Baal. He said he wanted to die. So those people, characters of the Bible, they were given grace of God. So we now know that we are nothing before God. We have nothing. We are nothing. The Bible is interesting because the Bible says that person who is nothing is loved by God. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says, to me, in my sight, you are precious in my sight. You are honored and you are precious in my sight. You know, I'm worthless, but God tells me that I'm honored and precious in his sight. You know, it's easy for us to stumble. We stumble many times, but God tells us that we are honored and precious in his sight. I often find myself being able to complete my tasks when we don't have strength. When I ask God to help me, God does help me to complete them. God sees us important. You are the same. You are honored and precious. God loves those who are worthless, and he loves us. He honors us, and he says we are precious, even though we have nothing. With nothing that's worth being loved by God, but God loves us. Now I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you've been upset by things that you see and things that you hear, but you need to stand on the word of God. You've had a conflict and you had pain in your heart, but give thanks to God because God has a reason to allow it to happen to you. And God wants you to realize his special leadership. There is someone who needs to contact his or her relatives. Now, let's pray for healing. And let's repent in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, I command the diseases to leave us. I command all the diseases to leave us. And I command our bodies and souls to be healed. Healed. You had sore throat. You are healed. You had something wrong with your nodes, and you're healed. You had headache, but you're healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
기내가그와주예수그리스도
로 Jesus Christ and God the Father and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.